Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, December 16th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and welcoming into the studio our good friend, Amy Vetter, CSW Resource Specialist with our Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. Amy, good to have you with us.
Hi, James. Good to be here.
We have a great topic for us today. I want to dive right into this one, especially with how busy everything is over there. But I do want to send a big shout out to you and the team at the ADRC and the great work that you guys are doing. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
What do we do when loved ones start showing signs of needing help at home? This is a topic that this time of year, I actually think is tough and awkward as this might be to dive into. Mm-hmm. What better time of year than right now to be able to bring these things in? What with the wrapping up of the year and looking for a new one, and even being able to be around relatives, maybe you're not around all the time. And when I say bringing this up, it may not even be bringing it up with the individuals that you need to talk to about it, but maybe just getting some, hey, when you talk to your loved ones about this, how did you do it? Getting some ideas, spitballing, that kind of thing. So the topic itself, I feel like, is tailor-made for this time of year in many ways.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is typically when we get a lot of referrals from family members that are visiting with loved ones they haven't seen in quite a while. And oftentimes relatives are seeing each other for the first time, and then they're having that conversation about those aging loved ones that they haven't had. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it would be a good idea to kind of talk about some things to help open that conversation up. So if we want to just get right into
Sure.
So, you know, when we have our loved ones living at home in the community, you know, it's important that they be able to maintain that independence, because that is really important for them. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, our first thought is, you know, assisted living right away. Yeah. You know, they can't live alone anymore. You know, they're too old. And that's really not the case. Mm-hmm. You know, and assisted living facilities are wonderful, but they're very expensive. And, you know, there are some things that you can do to make it safe for them at home. Mm-hmm. So
let's get into that, yeah. Amy, because I think that that's certainly the first option for the majority of people. And I think that for a lot of us, too, as we're getting older and we think about these things more, maybe for the first time, it's one of the first thoughts you have is, oh, well, I want my independence as long as possible. And I think when you walk into this subject, whether it's for yourself or for your loved ones, with that respect, not to say you can't go wrong, but it's a great start. It's a great place to begin of, hey, I want dignity in this world. I imagine my loved ones, I imagine my parents, my uncles, or whoever it might be, they would want the same thing. Having that empathy to begin with going into this is such a great way to start.
Exactly. And you want to keep in mind what they want for themselves, too. You know, you are considering what you think is best, but it may not be what they want for themselves. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I think is important to do is just when you think about their home and how it's set up. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times there may be some knickknacks and, you know, stuff that has accumulated over the years that can actually become more of a hazard to their safety.
Yeah.
Like throw rugs, they can be a huge fall risk. Just removing those would help make things a lot safer with mobility.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe considering adding some grab bars into the shower. And speaking of grab bars, I know some people see those suction cup grab bars for the shower and they think, oh, this would be just an easy, quick fix, but they're not the safest option. You know, they may work temporarily, but those suction cups are not a guarantee. So if you can get the kind that screw into the wall, that's going to be the safest. And, you know, a towel bar, that's meant to hold a towel, not the weight of a person. So that's something to keep in mind. There are different types of adaptive equipment, like a shower chair or a tub bench that can sit outside of the bathtub that someone can slide across. You know, maybe rearranging some furniture so that it allows for safer pathways in the home. you know, moving foods in the kitchen down to lower shelves, mm-hmm. just rearranging some things so that it's more accessible, so there's less bending and reaching.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times there's a washer and dryer in the basement, mm-hmm. and, you know, that can be a difficult thing because where do we move it to? Mm-hmm. But moving it to the main level of the home, that can be a huge safety risk if it's still in the basement. So yeah. Relocating that to the main level.
These are all incredibly good notes. Things that I know for me, being around this subject a lot in the last mm-hmm. 10 years or so, I things I hadn't really even considered mm-hmm. and I thought was quite interesting. I am a little curious, Amy, do you have a list for Italians? Do you have, because my family is Italian. And
we've talked about this
before.
Yes,
we have. Yep. Yes. But mm-hmm. with that, and I say that jokingly, because all families really mm-hmm. have family members that want to hang on to their independence, yep. that want to hang on to having their place. Mm-hmm. And I bring up the Italian thing in part because one of the first thoughts I had was, well, I remember some of my earliest memories of being in the kitchen with my Nana mm-hmm. and me. And the reason I was in there is because I was tall and I could grab things on high shelves. Sure. It was part of my job and mm-hmm. I loved this job. But I think back and I'm like, man, I bet my Nana would have loved to have had these things a little lower. Mm-hmm. And while she, you know, loved having me in the kitchen and everything, wasn't a big kitchen, probably could have used the room.
Yeah.
And it got my brain just on this rabbit hole of all mm-hmm. these different things that my Nana and Papa, you know, they did to kind of like keep their independence as long as they sure. could. They had a, the whole reason we're here in this town, in this area, is because my grandparents retired in Rome. And they okay. had a beautiful house.
Italy
Yeah, that's a good question. Good question. Right here in Rome, Wisconsin, and right on Lake Camelot.
Sure.
And a beautiful house that they loved, and they planned on spending it the rest of their lives in. Mm-hmm. But as they got older and they realized, well, we got two floors. That's not going to work for us.
Right.
So they ended up selling their dream home, essentially, to have a one-floor home just to have independence for another 8-10 years, I think mm-hmm. it was, or whatever. Going to these extremes just to hang on to that independence yeah. a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. I see that for a lot of people. Here's some things you can do to kind of mm-hmm. like as you're going along, and even as you're – you don't have to wait until you're 65.
Right. And there are things you can do that maybe – you're still independent. You're still able to do things, but making small changes now before it's necessary. So, you know, and you bring up your family. Well, I have come from a German family, and it makes me think of my grandmother. She's back in the Chicago area still, and she's very independent. And, you know, but she has some things in her basement still that, you know, we really want to move upstairs, but it's a challenge figuring out where to go with it. You know, she's got her washer and dryer downstairs. And so, you know, determining where to put that. And in some situations, there's really nowhere you can go with it. And if that's the case, there are in-home caregiver agencies. You know, there is a cost to those, but you can pay to have someone come in and help with things like laundry, just housekeeping and chores, running errands for you. Things like that. Yeah.
With the cost that assisted living facilities can cost mm-hmm. and everything, this could be the more affordable option for many.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a great note, too, about looking into those services, looking into grocery and meal delivery services mm-hmm. as well. I believe you guys know a little something about that, too.
Yes. I mean, we do have our Meals on Wheels program, of course, so we can deliver meals through during the week to individuals who are eligible. And you know, there are more delivery services available now than have been in the past. You know, a lot of grocery stores in the area will deliver groceries directly to your door. And so that has been a really beneficial service for a lot of the customers that we have worked with. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, socialization, that's a big thing, too, when it comes to our aging population in the community.
Yeah.
So we also have not just the home delivered meals, but we do have a congregate meal during the week at the senior center, mm-hmm. which There are transportation programs that can get you to the senior center, so you can enjoy that camaraderie with yeah. other individuals, get your lunch and meal, and get some socialization in, get out of the house for a little bit, and then get home safely, too.
Yeah. There are a lot more resources, I think, available than most know, in part because of what you were saying there. Like, I help with my parents now, but before that, helping with my papa a little bit. Sure. And that was probably 7-8 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. And some of these things weren't available then. So just in the short amount of time that, that this has grown and there are so many more options available,
sure.
some of them weren't necessarily designed for this, but they're usable for this.
Right.
You know, there's no age limit on DoorDash or something, you know, some of these services.
Right.
And so many other organizations have really stepped up when it comes to this subject. So it's something to keep in mind, especially the people that may be new to the topic.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to, like, grocery delivery and meal delivery services, you can set those up from anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you live out of state, but you're concerned about your elderly parents that live here getting groceries or getting meals, you can have things delivered directly to them, no matter where you're living. So that's always a bonus.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Amy Vetter from the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. Another thing that can help people stay in their home a little bit longer, have that independence a little bit longer, is in-home caregiving agencies. Mm-hmm. We have a number of those as well.
We do. And I can't really name names here, but we do have a list on our website, which James will give at the end of this segment.
Yeah.
And then we also have our resource directory, which will be updated soon for 2025. You can access that directory on our website as well. And we do have paper copies throughout the community. But again, we still have 2024 available. 2025 will be out soon.
Okay.
And which that directory also has a wealth of information for you, which is wonderful to utilize when you're having these conversations with your family members. Because other things to consider to keep in mind when you're thinking about services that would be beneficial to your aging loved ones that are still living in home in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another thing I would like to mention is a Lifeline or that medical alert button. I think we're all familiar with that commercial. I've fallen and I can't get
up. Yes.
Well, they've come a long way since then.
Mm-hmm.
So you can wear it as a necklace. It can be a bracelet. But if you have concerns about the safety of your loved ones in the home, if they have been having falls, if they're a fall risk, you know, that button can be easily pressed. And it can alert emergency services. You can set it up where it can alert you first, so you can make sure that it's appropriate to contact emergency services. And some do have GPS available if there is a concern with dementia and wandering as well. And there are actually some cell phones now have automatic sensors that if there is a fall, your phone can actually automatically contact 911 and emergency services and certain watches, too.
Yeah, it's
so there's
great
a lot
resources.
Of technology out there.
And all these things, and I feel like also while we're having this conversation and the ADRC is up to date on all these things, and you guys have done such great homework on this, by the end of the week, there might even be more services.
Right.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of businesses, a lot of and things going into this industry and trying to make it that much stronger and better. And that not only speaks to me on a personal level, on an empathetic level, but also on a level of, hey, this is something that, again, you don't have to wait until you're in your 60s to start going towards. One thing I really wanted to make sure to mention, and you touched on this too, there's some great classes available with the ADRC, and just taking a look at preventing falls.
Yep.
Something like that. You don't have to wait until you're worried about the falls to take a class like that. And the earlier you prep on these things, maybe the longer your body can, you know, hang with you and you can be independent a little bit longer if you get in on these early.
Yep. So, and you keep mentioning 60s. 60s are the new 40s.
Really
so,
are. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but we do offer like stepping on classes, they're called. And so that is over a course of several weeks where you can learn different tips and tricks and how to prevent falls and different measures you can take to be safer in the home. We also, you know, if you are a caregiver and, you know, you are caring for your loved one in the home, that they can give you some tools mm-hmm. on how to, you know, make sure you're taking care of yourself to prevent that caregiver burnout. We have support groups as well. We have groups for families that are struggling with family members that have dementia. We have a lot of different programs and groups within the ADRC. But then here in Rapids, we also have the Senior Center that has a lot of different activities and socialization options, because loneliness can also be a very big issue with when it comes to seniors that are living in the community that are still pretty active, but just really feel more isolated. And that can happen when family moves away and, you know, they stay connected, you know, via electronics, but, you know, they don't have that day to day. So things that happen at the Lowell Center or the Senior Center, as a lot of people know it, there's bingo, there's different exercise classes. You always know when it's bingo because the parking lot is packed.
It always is. Yeah. There are so many wonderful classes, events, and different things going on there. And certainly the conversation itself is something, too, that can be not only interesting to get into, but interesting for all parties and everything. Yes. And I think that's an important thing to keep in mind when you're walking into this subject. When we talk about these events and the different classes and different things going on, these could be that segue into this. Hey, we should go show up for this. Let's have some go have fun at bingo and everything. And while you're driving over there, you talk about it. The moments to bring these up. We're always so many times where I remember my dad talking about this with my grandparents. I was just waiting for the right moment, and that moment doesn't come. Sometimes you have to create that moment, and the ADRC can help you do that. Whether it is how do I get into this topic, or the events they have going on and them being kind of a segue into these. Just having this open conversation with a loved one goes so far. One other thing I real quick want to mention too is when you get into the conversation, it doesn't mean you have to solve everything and right in Absolutely. That one conversation. This could be an ongoing thing that you just get the ball rolling with.
And it's important to remember that this is a conversation that you have with them. It's not You have to make sure that you're making decisions with your family, with those individuals. And while you may think that this is what's best for your mom or dad or your grandpa or your aunt or your uncle, it may not be what they want. And so sometimes we have to accept the fact that what they decide they want to do with their lives may not be what is best for them, in our opinion. It's what they want. And
when it comes to some of these things that we've talked about today, I've got a bit of experience with some of them. And one of the things that I've learned, not just from my own experience, but talking to my friends that have been in similar things with their parents or loved ones, just like as an example, the one of the bigger ones in my family was when I'm trying to help my parents and caregive for them was putting up in the bathroom the bars and having those set up. And that's for a lot of people, as you touched on, can be a bit of a this is a sign. I can't hide my age anymore, any of these things and stuff. And especially with somebody like my father, which I love, and I would not trade him for anything in the world, but my God, sometimes. and with this one in particular, it was one of those ones where we're banging our head against each other, the wall here about this and everything. What we finally got to with him about it is his grandkids. And him wanting to be in good shape for them and everything, and the idea of this helping that. My papa served in World War II, fought in the Korean War. I look at him and I'm like, "Do you want a shower to take you out?" And right away that clicked for him, and he was like, "Well, yeah, no, I don't," and stuff. And I don't mean to be blunt or unromantic with any of this, but when we're talking about getting,
you have to be
sometimes, and all of these conversations are you know meant to be heartfelt. I think if you go into them with that in mind and such a strong point that you bring up about what they want and listening to them, you almost can't go wrong if you go in with those factors.
Right. And you know, this is a conversation that, you know, we at the ADRC can, we'd be happy to sit down and have a meeting, you know, either at our office, we can come to your home and just have a general talk about what's called options counseling. Mm-hmm. So we can just sit down and have an open conversation about different resources, services, programs that may be available. Doesn't have to be right now, but in preparation for the future. And just make some suggestions, recommendations, and we can help get that conversation started.
It's and that's such a tough part for some. Mm-hmm. I take it a little for granted sometimes how open my family and I are about talking. Understand that some out there wouldn't even know where to begin to get just to get the ball rolling on this subject. You guys are tailor-made for this. You know what you're talking about. This is your wheelhouse. Reaching out to the ADRC with those kind of questions are really helpful, and we encourage you to do so. And there's so many other great things going on over there. When you're listening to this, and maybe this subject and the things we've talked about don't affect you, but they can impact you. And that you can impact them. One of the main things that I want to recommend anytime we are with the ADRC is Meals on Wheels and being involved in volunteering with the ADRC.
Yes.
And there's a lot of different ways you can do that, and you can find out more at adrc-cw.org, adrc-cw.org. That is their website. Be sure to bookmark that. Keep up to date on everything they are doing over there. There's also their social media page. Encourage you to follow along on those as well. And Amy, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about today and reach you specifically, can they do that, or should we just give them the website? Or?
They can call the 800 number. That's cool. Available on our website as well. And just listen to the menu. You can be connected with a resource specialist like myself. There's also benefit specialists, and we have a nutrition line as well that you can ask questions specific to our Meals on Wheels program and our congregate meals and our caregiver programs too. So, but when in doubt, just talk to a support staff and they will connect you with who you need to speak to.
That number is 1-888-486-9545. That's 888-486-9545. And if you missed that number, you can catch it at their website, adrc-cw.org. And be sure to follow them on social media. Amy, we always have a great time talking with you. Thank you so much for the time. A happy holidays to you and yours. Happy New Year's. All the above.
You too. Have a great holiday season.
Thanks for joining us. And thank you for joining us, everybody. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.